be more funny.
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Seemed rather abrupt.
Yeah? Too aggressive on the button?
Too aggressive on the button. It's been said.
Yeah. Easy on the button.
Pinky yes, thumb no.
Clean yes.
Germs no.
Germs no. Germs yes.
Yep.
Be careful down there, folks.
Yeah.
This is Audio Whiplash.
Be cautious.
On the Talkin' Audio Podcast Network. That's Rob.
It's true, it is.
I'm Matt. You know what I'm going to do. I'm going to introduce you, then I'm going to introduce me at some point.
That's Matt over there.
At some point, it's your fault if your beer crack is getting trampled, man.
Way better.
Okay.
Way crisper, way cleaner. That's a nice one, man.
Thanks.
That sounded very...
You know why? Because it's the last duel from the Perth Brewing Company.
The hell does that mean? That's why it sounded good?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the last duel from a lager from the Perth Brewing Company. Now, I know you're not often the lager type.
Lager.
Yeah.
It's true, man. I'm not. And this to me, because the lager, your traditional lager, be it your Molson Canadian, which is,
yeah,
to me, is the most pedestrian beer on the planet.
That's the most delicious.
History. It's in your hands, my friend.
A lot of things in my hands.
Yeah, if you want a lager, you could do better, right?
Yeah.
Kick it up a bit, man. Get yourself a harp. Get yourself a Grolsch.
I was just talking to our friend Amy the other day.
Okay. She does not know beer.
Well, she loves a harp.
Okay, then she knows beer.
Exactly.
Right on, Amy.
And I was saying to her that for a while I was big into the harp, and every time I come back to it, I feel less and less enthused, right? Like, oh, I
had
higher hopes for that. No, I'm sure you're going to tell me.
No, I'm asking you, Matt.
I do not know why.
Take it for a walk.
Nah, it's busy, man.
It's not busy. That's the problem. It's weighed down by the lethargy that is. Right? I'm asking you to think about it.
It's because I have moved on to several... Thanks, man. Thank you.
I'm here for you, Matt. I will mentor you.
But I still go back to the lager now and then. And for some reason, the harp, I always just expect just a little more. And maybe it's that it can't possibly live up to my recollections or expectations.
Okay. It's like sex with another person.
Oh, way better than sex by yourself. It always lives up to expectations.
No, and sometimes you go back and go, that is not as...
I remember why we stopped doing this.
Exactly right. What's with the talking?
Disappointing you's getting me down. Vice versa.
This should be 5 minutes. Tops. Tops.
Oh, no issue there.
Why do we have to do all this other stuff?
Yeah.
And why do I have to lie in the wet spot? It's not my turn.
All right.
It's not my turn.
Thoughts on the last duel then?
Again,
yeah,
it's lager-esque.
Yeah.
And really,
so not a ton of flavor.
There is not.
Right. But it is what you do, you know, it delivers what it promises.
It certainly does.
Yeah.
It certainly does. And really, for the talk of beer snobbery or any of these sorts of things, if that's your deal, that's your deal, man. Embrace it.
Yep.
Yep. I got no problems with that. If you want to be pedestrian, no problems.
Well, I think, you know, we've had a few things from the Perth Brewing Company in here before. I think more often than not, we're fans, or at least
You are, for sure.
The Bonfire, we've had in here a few times. I believe that's their black lager. Like, it's not too bad. Okay.
Maybe you're not as bullish.
I didn't mind that.
I don't mind a good black lager.
Yeah.
It's true. Now, you know what?
Hmm.
I have a question for you. Unless there's more Perth Brewing you'd like to...
That's really all I got on the Perth Brewing Company right now.
I'm feeling slightly irritated, Matt.
I have no doubt that's true.
I think I was discussing with you, maybe I was not, but you're going to hear it now if we haven't already touched on it. Busy day.
Mm-hmm.
Busy day on the previous Saturday. Working hard, man. I'm doing a bunch of shit. The day is full.
Yep.
Ends with a couple of pints and a dinner out with some friends. Get home, watch.
Could do without the friends.
Yeah.
A little dinner, a couple of pints.
Yeah. And so them. Get home, catch the end of the hockey game.
Yep.
You're like, man, it's a long day. Gonna have a nap.
Yeah.
Go to bed. This is it. Like, just gonna pull the sheets up.
Yeah, the post-dinner nap is usually just called bed.
Yeah. Well, it is now 10:30 at night, right? So it's not a nap. Sorry, I've misled.
It's a long winter's nap.
I've misled the crowd.
Yeah.
But I think, okay, I'm gonna take the dog out as I do. Every night before bed, all right, let him go out and take his last squirt of the evening.
Sure.
So he goes out, I close the door, and I go to raid the child's Halloween candy. I'm looking through the bag, trying to find the remaining Crispy Crunch or Wonder Bar.
The Crispy Crunch is good. Wonder Bar, I take it or leave it. But.
And I hear the dog barking.
Yeah.
Barking.
Once, busting up your crime spree.
Twice, three times. Like, yeah, well, that's exactly. I'm like, hey, shut up, man. Somebody else is going to come down.
Hear us.
Somebody else is going to come down here and go, hey.
Yeah.
Are you eating the child's candy? Yep. It's not. I can't put it off as mine.
Wrist deep in the bowl.
Yeah,
no.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. So I go over and I open the backsliding door and I'm like, hey. And then he's barking and he's running. And I'm like, this is not
a coon or a squirrel.
This is not good. Yeah, but it's 10:30 at night.
So it's a coon.
I wish.
Oh, okay.
So I'm calling him. Now I can hear him scrambling close to the deck, and I'm like, oh, this is not good.
Right.
Right? And then he comes running, and so I sort of step back, and he runs in, and it's not till he runs past me that I'm like, skunked.
Oh, you got skunked.
Full on blasted.
Gross.
Right in the face. And so, you know,
I told you, be careful down there, folks.
Yeah, exactly. Easy on the button. And so, it's one of those things, when you smell skunk from afar, I don't really, it's not.
It doesn't hit me the way it does some people,
and
right?
You go, okay, skunk, right?
Yeah.
When you get skunk that close, it's got a hardcore chemical burning kind of a smell to
You're
it.
You're staying out here tonight, Chuck.
Two ladies in the house, man. Okay. And he is past me.
Yeah.
Right? And he doesn't go and wait at the step, which is where he goes usually when he comes in because he knows he gets a little treat. I've done my business.
Yeah.
I'm on the step waiting for the little cookie.
Right.
No, he's gone. So he's upstairs and he's rubbing his face against
your side of the bed, tell me, please.
Yes. the bedding, right? And so I'm trying to get him now back down. He comes down to me and he's
Still water in the pool? Can you get him in there?
funny enough, yes, there was still water in the pool.
Get
but,
the fuck in there, dog.
Well, I'm worried about the liner, which has already been replaced once, so sorry. Okay. Yeah. But now he's rubbing his face on the front carpet.
Oh, Jesus.
And that shit is everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's, and what brings us up now, we are days later, this hat I'm wearing.
Still stinks.
Honestly, it was over in the corner. It wasn't even close to my bed, but like things just, the bedding has been washed. The carpet has been washed. There's just been.
Has the dog been washed? Because maybe that's your problem.
Multiple times, like that night. So
what's your go-to?
Well, they have all kinds
like
of products now.
Sauce
there's products now where it just neutralizes the odor.
Okay.
You spray it right on him. You don't wash it into him. You spray it in, work it into his hair and skin.
Yeah.
But he's been hit with that three times. Well, because it's between his eyes, it's in his nostrils, it's behind his ears. That douchebag. Honest to God. The dog.
You're mad at him, eh?
I am absolutely mad at him.
Well, you're mad at him. What he did in the house. He's the victim here, man.
He is not the victim.
No, I know.
He's an aggressive bastard, that guy. He just needs to, hey, man, why can't you be older and more sedate? We'll look over and go, hey, Pepe, I'm going to stay over here, take my leak, get my cookie, and call it a night. No, that's not what happened, Matt. So, irritated. Because I smell it everywhere now.
You know what I find irritating? And you know I do. Or you, I know you do.
Okay.
It's car horns, man. It's my thing. And I've been, well, anytime.
Because people don't know how to use them.
No, they don't.
You don't just lay on it at all times.
You don't ever lay on it. You don't need it. You fucking adult temper tantrum asshole. Let's carry on for a second. Because this has been my thing for a while. We've talked about it on this show. I've talked, you know, when you're kicking things around, if you were ruler of the world, what would your first...
You ever been in a fight in a car?
A fight in a car? Like fighting the person across in the passenger seat or driver's seat?
No, or the car in front of you or the car behind you. Have you ever been in a fight in the street? And I mean, like, literally got out of your car.
I have got out of my car one time. I was driving with my sister, who was like 17 at the time. She was a nervous driver. Somebody started honking at her and then pulled up beside her and yelled. And then we pulled up and stopped somewhere because she got all upset. The guy stopped to yell and I got out and...
Gave him the what for?
Yeah. Go fuck yourself, buddy. Impatient shithead. So, look, the point is I hate car horns because we are not equipped for them. They are meant for... expressing frustration far more often now than for any kind of safety.
Yep.
Look out, kid. Look what. And more than anything else, at some point, and I don't know which car manufacturer went first, but somebody did the thing where you double tap the little button on your auto opener and it confirms that your door is locked by honking at you.
Beep, beep.
And then people start using that to find their fucking cars. And now in new cars, when you know, don't have to even put a key in the ignition, it just knows that your key is there. Like, it's like a touch fucking thing.
We have one of those.
If you get out and walk away, it gives the quick triple honk if your car or your keys are left in it or little things like that. And if only one of your friends had that instead of everyone having it, you would think that guy's an asshole. He can't remember where he parks, so we all have to hear about it. He... slams on this.
Would you shut up? I'm trying to look for my car. I don't care where yours right. is.
But we've all just decided that this is normal now. We're all going to make a pile. Before this thing, everyone found their cars. There aren't just parking lots full of lost cars somewhere.
You know how they did it? They had their little lame tennis balls on the antennas.
Fine.
They had little ribbons on their antennas. Yeah.
And you looked goofy as shit, but you didn't bug the whole world.
Yeah, but nobody has an antenna anymore, Matt.
Well, maybe we should. That's how you're going to start pulling down these podcasts is by antenna. Call that radio, folks. But the whole thing was this guy, he's got a fun little invention. We'll share the link. It's just gotten me thinking anyway that in cities, people honk all the time. And so he has the pedestrian horn. And if people are now standing on the sidewalk in front of you, catching up on whatever he says, 3 years worth of...
Yeah, or selfies that they need to be centered right in the middle of the sidewalk.
Right. You are now carrying a horn, and it will make at every bit the volume of a car horn. You know, you can honk at people as you walk by them. And I do find that amusing, but only in the sense that it is a statement on our greater...
Well, you know what the thing is?
No.
So his name is...
In the article that we'll share.
Seth Jablonski.
I think you nailed it, yeah.
Yep.
It's totally gotta be Seth Jablonski.
Totally nailed it. He's a New Yorker.
Mm-hmm.
You live in one of the busiest cities. Now, I've been to downtown Tokyo.
Right. Gotta be right there.
I will dispute that.
Right.
Yeah, where there's people, a mass of people moving in all directions at all times. And anybody who's been to the... beautiful city or the greater New York area.
Yeah.
Knows that people are not shy.
No.
To say, hey, get out of the way.
Yep.
Horn seems redundant.
Yes. But at some point, someone put the horn in as avoid an accident or whatever. For every one of those, there are 70, I'm upset and you're going to hear about it.
Could you move faster?
Right.
And then the eight people in front of him saying, no, I can't go anywhere.
And as
shut
you're suggesting, no one would make that loud, obnoxious statement with their voice and their words if they had to get out of their car and couldn't lock the door. And
unless they lived in New York City.
Yes. And power to you at that point. I got no beef with you. But that button, that horn has become the adult temper tantrum machine that you just, I'm upset. You've bothered me. Walking through mall parking lots. I can't find my car. Fuck. It's everywhere, and we didn't even notice it, man.
Yeah.
It just gradually turned into this thing that we can't find our cars anymore. We can't be trusted not to leave our own key. And like I said, if you only had one guy that was constantly doing that, you would find that guy annoying. But because everyone has it, we all think it's okay.
Hey, Jackies.
I hate it, man. Car horn, it's got to fucking go.
And see, Seth Jablonski.
You can't be trusted with it, people. You're not mature enough.
Which is your little temper tantrums.
Yes.
I think part of what he's saying is what you're saying. If you had this horn, you wouldn't blast it at somebody on the sidewalk.
Right.
You really wouldn't.
He might turn and punch you right in the fucking face.
Yes. Well, that's why you're only punching it to the college girls doing the selfies.
Exactly.
Or the duck faces or whatever this is that's going on. Right. You're not really doing it to the burly bodybuilder. Right?
No. But we all feel safe behind our locked car door on the highway with the windows up.
Okay.
Well, I'm annoyed.
And again, I'm in downtown Peterborough as it is in the back seat, and this is very same thing happens. We're the back car, and we're honking, and this guy gets out and he comes back, and the driver of the car I'm in rolls the window down, and the guy punches him right in the face. Bam. Oh, and then it's on, right? You got people trying to get at Buddy, grabbing his arm, trying to pull him into the car. Only in Peterborough, ladies and gentlemen. It was awesome.
Well, it's one of my favorite Simpson lines. I hate morning traffic. All day, gas, brake, gas. Gas, brake, gas. Honk, honk, punch. Gas, gas, gas.
Well, see, and so you know my mother.
I do. She's a charming lady.
Gem of a lady.
Of course. She doesn't honk the horn.
No.
But
she tells a story, and honestly, I laugh at it every time. She's a mother of three boys who she's seen lots of scraped knuckles, bloody noses, fat lips.
She's been to war a few times. She's seen some things.
So she gets to a spot where her kids are all gone, and I'm not sure if she was needed more conflict in her life, which I find hard to believe. I think the woman has probably experienced enough.
No doubt.
She gets to a spot where she's driving to work and she sees a young Drivers of Canada car park improperly or stop to let somebody out, like in the middle of a merging lane.
Okay.
And so she is outraged by this and feels like it's important for her to
follow. People need to know about this outrage.
Yes.
Yeah.
For her to follow this person into the parking lot. And as they park, and she gets up and walks over, and the door is open, and there's this large man in the driver's seat.
Oh, no.
And she's talking to him, saying, hey, did you not see what happened there? The guy proceeded to close the door on my mother's head.
Oh, my God. Which
left her staggering.
As it would to almost anyone.
And then the young driver instructor drove away.
Not with her head stuck in the door.
No, it was enough to make Tweety Birds flap and whatever else. Yes, she phoned the police and got...
Wow.
Got no justice. As they said to her, well, ma'am, I'm not sure it was a great idea for you to stick your head into the...
In someone else's car.
So...
Ow. Like, if you've ever slammed your thumb in the car door or whatever... Well,
I've had a car door close on my hand as I'm reaching.
Were you also trying to accost the driver?
No, I was getting out on the way to a lacrosse tournament and had to put my glove on right away because I'm afraid my thumb was going to swell up where I couldn't get it into my glove.
Right. Yikes.
Anyways.
This is it, folks. It's Matt's biggest pet peeve. The next time you feel like honking the horn at somebody, stop and think, am I just upset or is this actually going to do some good?
See, that's way down the list.
No, to me, it's right there for me. It's everywhere. It's become too prominent. We just ignore it now.
It's not even close to even-numbered urinals. That is a real pet peeve of mine.
Rather some odd number.
You need the odd number. You need three urinals so two guys can pee comfortably. Unless you're at a game or a stadium.
Yeah, it's got to be three wider, more luxurious urinals as opposed to four normal ones. Is that what you're...
Well, see, four is really only accommodating two comfortably.
Yes.
Right? So again, three. Unless it's the intermission where...
You're shoulder to shoulder.
And there may be somebody peeing in between the two urinals beside you because...
we're all rocking.
Because nobody knows better, right? Right. They're just like, I'm just going to crowd in here and pee right on the wall, right?
Into your beer.
Yeah. So you need one urinal, you need three, you need five. We all know that that's the case. And so to me, anybody who has less, I think of me and a young Alan McCauley.
Really?
Peeing together.
Why wouldn't you think that?
In a two urinal pisser. Yeah,
2002 Leaf playoff hero, well, Alan
this
McCauley.
This is Alan McCauley just off of winning. No, he would have been 18 or 19, post World Junior gold medal.
Right.
And so he and I sitting at a local bar and having a squirt together.
How you great doing memory, now? Man.
For sure it is, but it was only two urinals. And the reality is, if there was more space in between, we don't talk to each other.
It was a great web game. It was probably 10 years ago now. That was literally, it was just called Men's Washroom Etiquette. And you had to click on, okay, you go in and there's only two urinals and no one's there. Which one do you pick? There's three urinals and there's one guy at the far left one. Which one do you pick? There's three urinals, there's nobody. And they give you a score of like how well you can.
Three urinals, I'm peeing in the middle one because I'm an asshole.
Right. So anyway, it's big world out there, man. It's hard to know what to do in these situations.
I'm sorry.
Bathroom etiquette
I'm sorry that you are that concerned about noise pollution.
Just bugs me, man. Just irritating.
It is just you, I think.
Yeah. But it's only caused by grown-up temper tantrums that we all just accept as normal.
Okay.
Yeah. Loud noises in your direction.
Yeah, I find that noise you're making right there.
Good.
To be way more annoying.
Good.
Okay.
Then mission accomplished. Moving on. I wanted to talk a little bit about No Nut November, which sounds a little different than what it actually is.
You know what? I don't know where or when we became comfortable with the phrase nuttin' or nut. Or any of these things, like bust a nut. Like
fap.
Like, honestly, like, I'm like, what? That is not mainstream, is it? Like, nobody's really...
Bust a nut's been out there for a long time.
I know,
time.
But it's gross, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, so to me, as a guy, I'm like, oh, like, what? Busting the nut?
Yeah.
Busting the nut is not a comfortable sounding experience.
No. It doesn't sound like it's something you're shooting for on a Saturday.
Oh, see what he just did there?
I did. Hashtag wordplay.
Yeah.
I
want to crack it because if you've ever been flicked or kicked or slapped.
Slapped?
Know, you've never
flicked was also weird.
Well, and you know what? We flick. All know the flick. The flick in the testicles is way worse than a punch or a kick.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. Sometimes it's the more glancing blows.
Yeah, no, that's
I'll
true.
I'll take that front on punch to the nuts. No problems. And I have.
Today.
Yeah, rather than the straight up kick between the legs.
For those who aren't familiar, No Nut November is the idea that you won't masturbate in November.
Or have sex.
Yeah, I think I wasn't sure. I think it depends how seriously you take it, right? It's like Movember. Can you grow the beard too? Or has it got to be just the mustache? It's got to be just the mustache, right? So No Nut November is you don't get to bust a nut for 30 days.
See, is anybody else uncomfortable with this?
There are people out there who are uncomfortable with it, no doubt.
Nuttin'.
And I don't know how this got started, but it was supposed to be, it's been co-opted, and I don't know how much we want to get into that, but it started as like a discipline thing, right? Or that it would be good for you to...
Master of your own domain.
Right. And this does remind in a big way of that Seinfeld episode, the contest, right?
$20.
Kramer comes in after like day two.
Ow!
I'm out.
All right. Yep. Well, it's a hot chick moves in across the street.
So it seems to get bigger every year that more people are going to take part in No Nut November. I thought it was hilarious. On day one, I saw a tweet from Pornhub that was like, 77 million of you are out already. That's how many visited our website today.
Wow.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be, you know, this thing on, you know, our our dependence now on porn, or what did they call it? Like the routine of jerking off, like dependency on jerking off, or I can't remember the exact phrasing they used.
Addiction.
Yeah. And, you know, a little self-discipline for 1 month. I do find it strange it happens during Movember, right? This men's health month that I guess it's just the alliteration of it that had them coming together. Right. But
well, and you want to milk your prostate or whatever happens there.
See, I'm way more uncomfortable with that than nut.
No, man. The whole thing is unsavory.
It is. I'll certainly grant you that. And that's really the article that we read, and we'll share it, but it got into a bunch of shit about the far right turning it into whatever and Jews control porn and like all kinds of weird shit that I was just more interested in the fact
that anti-porn.
Yeah.
Is an interesting thing, right? That how mainstream and how dependent we have become on it.
Have we though?
Well, dependent.
It's not like you couldn't get the job done without it.
Means I have an issue, right?
well, I guess. Sure, like any other substance.
Yeah, what are you talking about, man?
Right.
The other thing was fapping or fap.
I've only become familiar with that term in the last couple of months.
What happened to jerking or...
Yeah.
What is it? I don't even know what the
root... I don't know what it stems from either.
What is the root of?
Right. I have no idea.
Frigging and pulling, like.
What the fuck? Well, I'm just out here frigging and pulling, hoping something's gonna.
Can you help me? Can you shed a little more light?
I had more strategy coming into this.
Okay, well, it just came to me like that. It was an epiphany, Matt.
It was a terrible one.
All right, but see, the whole idea of nutting and fapping.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I to me is
it's so titled. Yet.
Yes, is nothing fapping. I don't know, man. I'm uncomfortable with.
So
both
this
of these
is the
things.
First time you'd ever heard of No Nut November.
For sure it okay. is. And again, nut.
Yeah, no, I'm getting it. You don't like that.
I'm totally against that. Yeah. I would never use that.
Okay. Is this? Do you think just kind of? Like a weird internet meme? Is that all it is? Is there like more people think it's funny to talk about than actually are out there taking part in it?
Well, which is what it dabbled in the first part of the article, right? Was
yeah.
It was originally meant to sort of poke fun at all these other online challenges, you know, and they talked about Movember, but they also talked about the ice bucket challenge and, you know, probably your cinnamon challenge or...
I could go 30 days without jerking off.
Right. That sort
good
of because,
for you, man.
Yeah, this is... I'm going to hold my
why
stool
would
for 10 days.
Damn.
You want to see, this is what I'm saying is... It's the idea where you go, that's fucking ridiculous.
There's a bunch of things out there in the world that you could do that you don't have to do.
Well, see.
And then you're out there tweeting about it.
Well, and that's...
Day 7, still strong.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually jerking off while I'm writing this. It's... Yeah.
That's really all Twitter is.
Yeah, well, for sure it is. I got no pants on right now. Yeah. To me, and I got it. I got it in that sense where you're like, ah. But then, as you suggest, the article takes this sort of...
Yeah.
Sinister...
And we'll let you read that for yourselves. It just happened to be at the bottom of the article that I didn't really want to get into. I just found the idea of No Nut November to be amusing. And whoever's co-opting it, everything now is political, I guess. Only the left jerks off or something. The right are weak. Or the right, say it makes them strong. You have more testosterone if you don't. And the women can smell that. And you're like, all right, well... Good for you. Well, apparently that's the deal, right? Is if you have more testosterone built up in your system, the pheromones are this, and they go.
Yeah.
It's 2019, man. You're standing at a bus stop.
You know what? And I don't know where it was, and it may have been in prep for one of these shows, right? Reading where they were talking about dating, traditional dating in Japan, being on the wicked decline because of so many young males. Just really more interested in, I'm going to get my outlet from porn.
Right.
And fantasies rather than going out and actually
meet somebody nagging at me.
Yeah, meeting somebody going, missionary again, huh? where do I get some of that sweet tentacle porn? Can I get my, where, what's happening here?
What the fuck? Tentacle porn?
Come on, man. Tentacle porn.
Search deeper.
Yeah. All right. Well, see, this is it.
Be one of those 77 million that didn't make it through today.
Oh, see, it's already been up a million. It was 76 million like just 5 minutes ago.
You don't think a million people in those 5 minutes have been to Pornhub?
I absolutely agree with that. Yeah. The little running tally is here in my, here in
the
studio.
It's like the Big Macs, right?
For sure.
77 million.
Another billion served. Woo.
So if you're going through your No Nut November, power to you, man. Stay strong.
That's heavy edging.
Yeah. Just don't even bother. Just don't get that easy on the button as we come full circle here. Do what you got to do. But if you're trying to finish, we support you. He won't appreciate the timing here. Speaking of support, Matty Lang is doing Movember. And we will share his Mo page if you want to donate and support him.
And you should.
Yeah, it's a good cause. He's doing it as much as Movember has branched out. It used to be men's health issues. It still is, but they have also spread into men's mental health issues. And he's been pretty vocal about that as well when he shared, you know, a couple of the pictures of his mustache. So we'll share that at Tall Cane Audio on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/TallCaneAudio.
And that's a guy who could grow a lush mustache.
Oh, man. And it takes him like 3 days and that's it. And it's just up and running and he's Lanny McDonald. Like,
it's due to his Armenian heritage.
We're out there taking another stab at it.
No, we've actually got it. We've got it nailed down. Last couple of times we had beers, we hammered it.
We decided Armenian.
Yeah,
that's
no,
what we're going with.
We didn't. Sorry, Matty. And good luck with the Movember bit.
And if you want to go directly to his, it's at Matthew Lang on Twitter, at Matt Does Physio on Instagram. But like I said, we'll share it in our places if you're you know, not one to remember all that. We're at Tall Cane Audio on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/TallCaneAudio, and that's Audio Whiplash for another week. We'll see you.
See ya.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at TallCanAudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.